going on, everybody? From the College of Professional and Continuing Education at Cal State Long Beach, I'm Dr. Pahol Sukhasikhan with Pacing Your Future, a podcast that charts the course of today's most exciting industries and the people that help shape them. Discover the many opportunities within the numerous fields we cover and be inspired by the stories of notable individuals who have paved their own paths. And just like our name suggests, our mission is to pace ahead, be proactive, adaptable, creative, and engaged. Whether you're seeking career insights, industry trends, or just simply inquisitive, let's pace your future together. And today we're joined by Bo Martinez, who is the Director of Economic Development for the City of Long Beach, overseeing five key bureaus: business development, real estate development, workforce development, business operations, and waterfront development. With a distinguished career across major cities in the U.S., including leadership roles in Miami Beach, Broomfield, Denver, and Phoenix, Bo has focused on revitalization, redevelopment, small business growth, and transit-oriented development. He brings deep expertise in business retention, expansion, and attraction, both domestically and internationally, and is known for fostering public-private partnerships and driving sustainable economic growth. Recognized as one of North America's top 50 economic developers by Consultant Connect, Bo holds a master's degree in urban and regional planning from the University of Colorado. Thank you for coming on the show, Bo.
Thank you, and I look forward to having this conversation.
Let's start off with a fun question. Imagine your industry is the main character in the blockbuster movie, because LA. What's the plot and who are its main characters?
Well, I would say not because of LA. I'd probably change it to because Long Beach. And so I would think, you know, I'd probably go back to the, you know, recent Olympics and say Snoop Dogg, because, you know, he represented Long Beach really well. And he was spotlighted throughout the Paris Olympics. And we're now getting ready to prepare for the LA 28 Olympics, where Long Beach is going to be a major host venue city. And so we're going to be hosting 11 games along the waterfront. And so I know that there's going to be a lot of press. There's going to be a lot of media. There's going to be a lot of showmanship in regarding the Olympics and really just putting us on the world stage. So I think, you know, between Tom Cruise, Snoop Dogg, we've got some really, you know, great actors and celebrities throughout the city. I would say those two would be representative of Long Beach, and just because of the Paris Olympics and how do we care for it.
Awesome. It's really exciting that the LA 28 is coming to Southern California and that Long Beach will be hosting so many games. So that's really amazing. And I'm sure we'll build in terms of economic development and add. Can you tell us a little bit of your role and what economic development means for the city of Long Beach?
Yeah, so I'm the Director of Economic Development. As you mentioned earlier, I oversee five bureaus. So, you know, the five bureaus represent kind of business and industry across the city. It represents talent, and it represents a lot of partnerships. So from the real estate development side, the department and I oversee all the real estate for the city of Long Beach. So that means think about dispositions, acquisitions, lease agreements, concession agreements, and property management all over the city. And so we are in a unique position as it relates to being a big public-private sector partner when it comes to development in the city. And then the second area is workforce development. And so we oversee all the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act funding that's brought down through the federal government, down to the state, down to the local level. And so we do a lot around adult services, business services, as well as the youth services. And so those are our main core areas that we develop programs around. And so when I think about successful cities of the 21st century, they're really going to focus on talent retention, talent recruitment, and building your own, you know, making sure you have a great pipeline of talent coming through your community, so it supports business industry in the city as well as the region. The other department is business development, so think about business retention. You know, how do we focus on growing our own businesses and then keep them happy, healthy, and here? Think about business recruitment and as well as business attraction. And then also think about, you know, both domestic and international development. So when you think about business development, it's about jobs, it's about business development and investment. And the other areas that they focus on is business improvement districts, and we have 10 of them within the city, and so they represent a lot of our commercial corridors, including downtown. And so they're not only ambassadors, but are also great partners to really deliver great business and community services to our commercial corridors and the downtown area. They also focus on small business, and small business is big business in the city of Long Beach. And I know as we go through this interview process, we'll talk about some of the things that we do around small business. When you think about small businesses, they're unique, they're authentic, they're wealth generators for families, and they're really what makes our city special when it comes to the city of Long Beach. And then the other area I focus on is the waterfront development. So think about everything along the waterfront, from the Queen Mary, the convention center, the arena, and all the wonderful assets along our beachfront. And so that's another area that we're going to continue to focus on as we look to build Long Beach as the next great international city in the USA. And then the final is business operations. So think about it more from an internal operations standpoint. So we oversee the personnel. We oversee the grants management, financial management, and all the processes that go with running a department.
You don't sound busy at all.
Not at all. It's always going, but I love having lots of balls in the air. It's a very fast-paced environment, and we happen to be in a very dynamic and growing city, which makes the job so much fun. And I'm a big believer, if you love what you do, then you feel like you don't work a day in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds a lot of the things that you've just mentioned and the work that you do, as we will go through this interview, it just sounds like, you know, keep Long Beach, Long Beach, and it's kind of a love letter to the city, right? And it's amazing. So in that sense, how would you describe the current economic landscape of Long Beach and what makes it unique or competitive compared to other cities in the region?
I would say the current landscape in Long Beach is that, you know, we are riding a wave of development in spite of really working within a very uncertain economic marketplace. And so we're still seeing a lot of interest in development throughout the city, whether it's small business to big business, as well as development from housing to mixed-use development to hotel development. And so we're in a very unique position here in the city of Long Beach. I think, you know, the city's waited, you know, for some time to really put a big spotlight on Long Beach. I think it truly is our time when it comes to, you know, really looking at the next generation and what cities will look like in the future. And we're in a unique place because when you think about Long Beach, you know, we, you know, have access to the port and to the waterfront, which the Port of Long Beach is what I call our gateway to the global marketplace. And then when you think about the land, you know, we have a lot of land. You know, we are an infill city, so everything that we do is going to be based on strategic growth and development. And then when you think about the opportunity that we have with aerospace and aviation, we have our own regional airport, which is America's coolest airport, as it's been branded. And then we also have what we call Long Beach Space Beach. And so when you think about that from that perspective, it's everything about outer space and beyond, right? So think about land, air, sea, and space. And I think that's what puts us in a very unique position as a city. And our location also plays a big role in that. So when you think about our location, we're in the heart of it all. We're between LA and Orange County, one of three waterfront cities along the California coast. And so I think we're in a special place and a special time for the city.
I will say, just to reiterate, that our airport is really that amazing and special. I mean,
5 minutes in, 5 minutes out.
It's so clean. Just on a side note, I did my undergrad at UC Irvine, and I used to go to John Wayne, but also if I could go to LBX, I would always go to LBX because super clean. And I mean, that was maybe 20 plus years ago, but there's still the same kind of essence and spirit there that I really enjoy. It's great. You were mentioning about that Long Beach has been waiting for some time to come into its own, right? And it reminded me of, you know, ideas of resilience. What are some recent economic development successes that the city is proud of?
Well, I would say, if I had to say recent economic development successes, it's really putting together, you know, Mayor Rex Richardson was recently elected, and he put together what he called the Opportunity Beach Agenda. And within that agenda was, he coined the term, the Grow Long Beach Initiative. And the Grow Long Beach Initiative is really focusing on targeted industry sectors around the city, as well as looking at how we diversify our revenue streams to continue to provide, you know, world-class community services and amenities for the city. And so the Grow Long Beach Initiative covers, you know, six targeted areas. And so it covers aerospace and aviation, tourism, hospitality, entertainment, and music. It also covers the transportation, logistics, and supply chain. So think about the Port of Long Beach, has that gateway to the global marketplace, as mentioned earlier. It focuses on healthcare and wellness, so think about life sciences, biosciences, and all the things that come within that sector. It's emerging and growing. And then it also focuses on small businesses, big business. So we recognize that the backbone of every community is you have to have a very, very strong and vibrant small business community. And we do have that in the city of Long Beach. And then the last one is education. And we feel that you can't do any of these things without making sure you have a strong educational foundation from Long Beach Unified School District K-12 to our Long Beach City College to California State University of Long Beach. So we're a very unique community when it comes to that because we've got all these different education institutions within the city, but we also are a couple of drives and miles away from some major institutions like USC, UCLA, and others throughout the region.
Amazing. I'm glad you mentioned the different industries that the Grow Long Beach Initiative touches upon, because in previous interviews, we've had folks like Noah Hasagaba from the Port of Long Beach come on, as well as Vicky Branek from Biocom Institute of California come on to talk about biomanufacturing, life sciences, and how Long Beach can jump on that train and benefit from it. But thinking about the Grow Long Beach Initiative, what inspired the creation of the initiative, the College and Careers Pipeline? And how does it support the city's broader economic development goals?
Yeah, so one of the big things that we're focusing on as we think about business and industry, and you go out and talk with companies that have been here for a long time, like Boeing, to new companies such as Vast Space and Ford Motor Company, who's coming here. You ask them the question, why Long Beach? And they will tell you it's all about the talent. And so that's important as we think about how we retain and recruit a new business and industry to the city. And so when we think about workforce development too, you know, we also have to think about the public sector because we have a very large city, and, you know, the city of Long Beach employs, you know, 5,000 plus employees. And so we have to compete with the private sector when it comes to attracting and keeping talent. And so one of the big programs that we just rolled out, and it's going in, finishing our second cohort, is the Long Beach Pathways to Public Service. And it's an opportunity to work with Long Beach City College, California State University Long Beach, and California State University Dominguez Hill to introduce students to a public sector career. And so what we do is we hold applications open, students submit their applications, they go through an interview process, and then they're placed within city agencies as well as elected offices to learn more about public service opportunities. And at the end of it, they do get a paid-in fellowship for it. And the hope is that as we introduce them to careers in public service, that they'll come back and apply and for jobs and work for the city. So it's been a very successful program. And I think, you know, not only is it's happening in our city, but other cities are starting to take a look at it and say, you know what, we'd love to do the same.
That's amazing. You mentioned all about talent and helping students explore and prepare for careers that are high in demand or set them up for success. On the flip side, what role do institutions like Cal State Long Beach play in advancing the Grow Long Beach Initiative? And how does the initiative support non-credit students, particularly in expanding career pathways, industry connections, and economic mobility?
Well, that's a big question, but yeah, we see the partnerships with our educational institutions are key to our success. And we have a lot of partnerships with, you know, Long Beach City College, California State University of Long Beach. We work very closely with you as it relates to business and industry. So one example is we have what we call Space Beach Camp. And it's really to introduce students to opportunities within the aerospace industry. And so we bring together not only our students, but we also bring together business and industry. So think about Vast Space, who recently relocated their headquarters to Long Beach. And they're scaling up really fast. They're adding lots of jobs. So they provide opportunities to come and educate students on opportunities at Vast Space. Then we have others like Relativity Space. We have other space companies that are really working closely with us to introduce students to those occupations. And as they go through that space camp, companies are able to kind of access not only the knowledge that they have from a industry perspective, but also recruit students who want to get employed within those sectors.
Nice.
And I guess I'd like to also mention Rocket Lab. Rocket Lab is really big too. So they're building the next generation of satellites and other space industry manufacturing. And then the other one is Jet Zero. So these are all big aerospace companies and aviation companies that have located to Long Beach. And again, it's because of the talent. But the university plays a key role in all this. I can tell you that I know you have members that serve on our Workforce Innovation Board. I know that your California State University is really ingrained into the community, whether it's through the city, but also nonprofit partnerships. So we really rely on the school to work with us to make sure that we build that pipeline for the future.
Nice. Why is it important for students to understand how collaboration on projects can help build infrastructure that supports economic growth? How could this knowledge benefit them personally and professionally?
Well, from a personal standpoint, I would say, you know, get involved, whether it's through public service or the private sector. I think internships are very important as it relates to getting students that, you know, professional experience and exposure to different sectors. So I would say definitely take advantage of them. I know that there's paid internships and non-paid internships. And so I think it's important to get connected through the city because we can be that link to you, to business and industry, as well as the public sector. We just recently, like I said, rolled out our third cohort for the Pathways to Public Service, but we also work with a lot of summer youth and young adults to expose them to business and industry throughout the city of Long Beach and also connect them to small businesses, because there's a lot of times that students may not want to enter into a private sector career or a public sector career, but want to be an entrepreneur and start their own. And so I think that's where we can make connections, whether it's, you know, access to capital. One thing a lot of people don't know about the city of Long Beach, we have our own revolving loan fund. So we provide lending to entrepreneurs and small businesses to start and grow a business. And so that's a great resource. We have a great partnership with the Small Business Development Center, which is located here at California State University, Long Beach. And so those are just many of the resources that are available to students to learn about kind of what's the next step for them as they get ready to graduate and go into real world job opportunities.
One of the things that we've been discussing, and I know that, you know, the port talks about it a lot, being the green port, and regarding sustainability, how does the Grow Long Beach initiative integrate sustainability into its economic development strategy? And what specific policies or plans has the city of Long Beach implemented to ensure long-term sustainable development?
Yeah, climate and sustainability is very important to, as you mentioned, the port. We work very closely with them as it relates to greening the port, but also looking at opportunities for new and an emerging technology. So I know that, you know, we're working very closely with the port around wind energy. So there's the Pier Wind project, which would be a $4 billion plus investment in Pier Wind and create opportunities not for only increasing, you know, adding to our climate goals, but also looking at how we train and skill up the next generation of job opportunities for our residents, as well as students who are coming through our universities and City College and K through 12. And so that's a good example. One, another one is they're also focused on electrification of the port. And so that's another big initiative. From a small business development program perspective, we do have a green energy program. And so we work really closely with our small businesses to introduce them to opportunities to save and conserve energy and become more climate friendly as a business. So they go through some trainings, we get them connected to resources, and then they become a certified green business. So those are several examples of where the city's really taken a proactive approach when it comes to business and industry, job opportunities for the future, and also looking at small business.
Yeah, I mean, what you mentioned, Bo, it just sounds like there's so many different factors and playing like pieces related to each of these projects with Pier Wind, electrification of the port, green zoning?
Green business,
yes. And that there's different jobs available from those doing administrative tasks all the way to those at the top, you know, and you don't need a PhD or MA to enter into these jobs. Anyone could enter and have access. So there's so many different jobs out there, which leads me to ask you a question about workforce development. What are the city's current priorities for workforce development, and how are they aligned with Long Beach's keys, industries, and economic goals?
Yeah, so as mentioned earlier, it's all about talent. And so our Long Beach Worker Innovation Network, Long Beach Workforce Innovation Network, which is also known as LBWIN, is a very important part of all the processes that relates to making sure we provide job and development opportunities for Long Beach. And so when you think about that, as I mentioned, there's a lot of different programs that we run. So we have what we called an Adult Career Services Center. And so that's really focusing on how we work with our adult population, whether or not they're looking to reskill, upskill, or learn a new skill. And that's making sure that we're partnering up with, you know, the trades, we're partnering up with the unions, as well as our school districts. Because a lot of times, like you said, people may not want a degree, but they may want to get a certification. And so that's where we partner up and provide training and investment opportunities to make that happen. And then we also have a youth career service center. And that's really focused on young adults and youth, and anywhere from the ages of 14 to 24. And so there's a lot of funding around that. And a lot of that is just making sure that we get them opportunities to get job training, introduce them to different business and industry. And so it's a very successful program. We're probably one of the few cities across the country that actually have a youth workforce center. And they're really engaged. We just recently had a summer youth kickoff event at our youth workforce center. Over 350 youth attended that event. And so we brought in all the different providers, different city departments to talk about job opportunities for the summer. And for me, I think it's very important. I'm one of those people that actually took advantage of that when I was in high school. I mean, I think one of my first summer jobs was working for a recreation center. So it gives you an opportunity to not only get access and learn about, you know, how to work within a workplace, but it also gives you some training and skills that you need to move forward, and also gives you some pocket change.
Nice.
So, but that's another great program. And some of the other things that we do is I mentioned around trading certifications. And so we recognize that, you know, everyone's not going to pursue a degree or an associate's degree or advanced degree. So what we do is we work very closely with our unions and trades, whether it's electric, you know, becoming an electrician, a plumber, a welder. Those are great paying jobs. And some of that you don't need a degree for. You just need certifications and training.
I think everything you just said is a great segue into my next question. How does the City of Long Beach ensure that the workforce development efforts are accessible to historically underserved communities?
Well, that's a big priority, and those are one of the requirements when we do receive funding for the federal government through our Workforce Innovation Act funding. So there's rules and regulations on how we spend those dollars, and those dollars are really geared towards underserved low-income communities. And so that gives us an opportunity to invest in those communities and gives them an opportunity to learn about business and industry and expose them to job opportunities and get them the training and the education they need to succeed. And so that's what's special about it. And I think, you know, as we think about the City of Long Beach, I think we do a really great job in making sure we're maximizing all the opportunities out there. And none of our work happens in a silo. Really happens out there with public and private sector partnerships, which I said earlier on, they're key to our success.
I think that leads us to our next section, which I titled Waves of Progress. And it made me want to think about what are the City of Long Beach's top economic development priorities for the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, so I think the big priorities is to continue to focus on implementing the Grow Long Beach initiative. The second area is looking at how we diversify our city revenue streams so that way we can continue to invest in our community, invest in people, and all the great amenities that make our city so special. As you'll note that, you know, we are becoming less reliant on oil revenue and generation, and we're moving more towards being an oil-free city. And with that, that means that those revenues will go away, so we got to figure out ways how we diversify our economy going forward. And so that's a big, big initiative for the city. So we're looking at, you know, not only the five industry sectors, but we're looking at bringing new industry. Think about music and entertainment. Now, I mean, we're well known for music and entertainment, from some Sublime to Snoop Dogg to Warren G. I mean, Gwen Stefani. Yeah. There's a lot of different groups and singers that claim Long Beach. And so we really want to take advantage of that opportunity. So one of the big things we're going to be doing over the next 5 to 10 years is we're currently in the process of developing a 11 to 12,000 seat outdoor amphitheater next to the Queen Mary. And it'll be an iconic outdoor amphitheater. And so that is slated to be open for this summer 2026 concert season. So that's a major project for us. Another area that I can focus at, we mentioned earlier on, was the LA 28 games. So the city's going to be working very hard to position us not only to host 11 games, but also Paralympic games here in Long Beach. And so that puts us in a very unique position because we are the largest venue city outside of the city of LA. And so think about everything that's going to be activated along the waterfront, from rowing to beach volleyball to handball. We're going to be hosting it all along our waterfront. And so that's going to put us on the world stage. And when you think about all the different games that are going to happen along the waterfront, all eyes are going to be on Long Beach. And so I think there's going to be a unique opportunity to leverage that opportunity for business development, investments, and job opportunities for this city for many years to come, while at the same time making sure we are taking care of our own community. And so one of the big things that we're doing as part of the LA 28 games is we have what we call the Elevate 28, and it's an infrastructure plan to making sure that we're building Olympic legacy type projects throughout the city that, you know, go on past the LA 28 Olympic games. And so that's something very important to our city. And so that's something that we're doing. It's going to be about $1 billion of new investment throughout the city.
That's amazing.
Oh. Yeah, and I think the other thing, too, is just looking at how we continue to be proactive around business development, both domestically and internationally, because we talked about Long Beach being access to the global marketplace. We got, you know, this, depending on the month, it could be the busiest port in America or the second busiest port in America. So Port of Long Beach and Port of L.A. kind of switch between one and two, depending on the quarter. So we really see that as an opportunity to bring in more international investment and jobs and companies to our city. And so the other thing I would say is that we want to continue to focus in on our commercial corridors. When you think about Long Beach, what makes us special is that we don't actually have a regional mall in our community. Our regional mall is really all our unique and cool businesses that you find along our commercial corridors, whether it's Cambodia Town, whether it's Second Street, Ocean Boulevard, Uptown in North Long Beach along Atlantic Avenue, Pacific Avenue. I mean, you just name it. We have some really cool streets throughout the community, and I think that's what sets us apart from many other cities. And when you talk to the younger generation, whether you're Gen Z, millennial, or even, you know, my generation, Gen X or baby boomer, people are attracted to places that are unique, authentic, and where they can have a very valuable and insightful experience. And I think that's what makes our city special from a lot other cities from across the country.
Yeah, I think, you know, you hit it on the nail right on the head. I think my partner and I were downtown having lunch. The waitress asked where we live. We said Alamitos Beach. And immediately she said, I love the Rainbow Road. And so it's just like that kind of like diversity and vibrancy and, you know, the uniqueness of each neighborhood and pocket that we have in Long Beach, like, is so beautiful.
We're such a welcoming community. I've been here for 3 years and I relocated from Denver, and I've had the opportunity to work for amazing cities throughout the country, from Denver to Phoenix to Miami Beach and now Long Beach. And we're a tapestry of cultures and a tapestry of ethnicities, and we're a very welcoming community, and we represent from people from across all different, you know, generations, as well as people that are representing different cultures and ethnicities. And no matter where you're on the socioeconomic realm, we know you're welcomed here. And the other thing I just want to mention, too, before we leave off kind of what our priorities over the next 5 to 10 years, I want to mention housing and homelessness. That continues to be very high priority for the city of Long Beach, as well as other metro areas, not only the state, but also across the country. We know that housing affordability is a big issue, and we're being very proactive when it comes to that. And so, no, that's a big initiative for us. And then if you talk with our mayor and city council, they're going to tell you that our four priorities are public safety, housing and homelessness, economic development, and then infrastructure. So those are going to be our priorities as we look to the future.
Thank you, Bo. I want to end our conversations with a couple of questions that relate to your personal journey, just because I think it would resonate with all of our listeners. Previously, you shared before that you're a first-generation college student, which is such a powerful and inspiring journey. I'd love to hear more about what motivated you to take that leap. What was it like that lit the spark that kept you going? And even if the path wasn't that easy for you?
Yeah, the path is never easy. You know, when you think about education or whether or not you're trying to get no certification are really looking at how you're going to build your career, right? And so for me, I was a first-generation college student. I was the first one in my entire family to graduate from high school, first one to go to college and get my undergraduate degree, first one to go get my master's degree, which I got in urban and regional planning from the University of Colorado. So I was a first in many things. And I think what inspired me is because I was pushed by my mom. You know, she was a single parent of six. And so we grew up very poor, and she always pushed us to really, one, focus on getting an education, focus on not only can you better yourself, but also how can you better your community. And she always said to me, is like, knowledge is power, but make sure that you share that power. And so that's very important to me. And so I really am a true believer in working with, whether you're a first-generation student or someone who's looking to, you know, get a new skill or upskill. You know, I'm here to not only serve as a mentor, but also connect people to resources. And I think it, when it comes from a university perspective, I've always pushed my kids to get an education and focus on something that you're passionate about and that you love. And that, and then you know that if you love what you do, then you're going to go out and make a big difference in the community that you're serving. And so I would encourage people to take a look at different industries, different sectors, do those internships, reach out to people that you feel like have been successful within a specific industry, talk to them, because most people do want to sit down with you, be a mentor and coach, and kind of, what I'd like to say, is show you the ropes. And so that's important to me. And, you know, I'm not afraid to tell that story. I mean, I actually grew up in the poorest neighborhood in Denver. It was public housing. And we started less than zero. And so for me, it's the education that got me to where I'm at today, but a lot of mentor coaches and people who inspire me.
And I think that's such a beautiful sentiment, Bo. I think if you go back to a couple of interviews we've done with Willie Zuniga, he was the ex-president of Grifols. He kept saying, you know, how do we pay it forward? How do we rise to the occasion? Even if we're at a higher level seat or in a place that is far from where we started, you know, how do we help those at the bottom and give them the advice and agenda to see life better than what they were offered, right?
So. Yeah, I'm a big believer. It's not just giving back, but it's paying it forward, right? And lifting up, you know, a rising tide lifts all boats. And I think about my story. I didn't come to public sector. I didn't even think about it as a career. And so when I first got out of college, I actually ran a nonprofit neighborhood development organization for 5 years in the community that I grew up in. And then from there, you know, the funding ended for the nonprofit. And then I thought, what am I going to do next? I went to a job fair and then started my own small business. And then I came to the public sector. So I think I have a unique story and history to share. So sometimes you may think you're going one route, but then life changes and you figure out maybe I'm going this route. And then all of a sudden you kind of find your passion, something that you love, and you stay with it. So I'm a big believer in public service and being a public servant.
Yeah. Just to end this interview, thank you so much, Bo, for coming on. Maybe you can just talk about, since we're on a positive note, how do you continue to support or uplift other first-gen students and professionals?
I think we have to continue to always have that conversation, make sure that we're connecting the universities, our K-12 systems, and public sector and the private sector to come together and say, how can we continue to train and provide opportunities for our students to become successful and not only get a job, but build a career. And I believe that we're making that happen in Long Beach. And when you talk to our business and industry, talk with our peers in other cities, we are looked at as a best practice. And so we want to continue that. And so, like I said, knowledge is power. Share it. And I always tell other communities, you can take a lot of our programs, whether it's small business to big business, or whether it's, you know, focusing on talent, and take that program, drop it in another city and make it successful. And so, again, it's a rising tide raises all boats, and I'm a big believer in sharing.
Thank you, Bo. I mean, you said you were the first of so many things, but, you know, the first but not the last. So with your expertise and, you know, your motivational skills and inspiration, I'm sure that many people will follow step with you.
Yeah, and what I just want to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to not only share my story, but also share the story of the city of Long Beach. And the work is never done. And as I always tell everyone that's working within the city, and especially my team, we're city builders, right? We get to not only dream, but we also get to create these visions and plans and carry them forward for generations to come.
Amazing. Thank you for tuning in to Pacing Your Future. We hope today's installment has inspired you and provided valuable insights into the dynamic world of industry and innovation. Stay tuned with us for more stories, opportunities, and expert advice to help you navigate and shape your future. Until next time, keep pacing your future with confidence and curiosity.